Okay, so imagine this. You're 56 years old, you've spent years at the same company, and suddenly, bam, redundancy hits.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're diving into today. The
Wait.
story of one man's unexpected career pivot after getting that dreaded pink slip.
Right.
He poured his experience into a blog post, and we're here to unpack not just his success, but what makes his story so relatable.
Yeah, what's fascinating to me isn't just the rags to riches element of it all,
Right.
but how this reflects a bigger shift that's happening right now.
Okay.
People are realizing the traditional career ladder isn't the only way up anymore, especially later in life.
Yeah.
And this deep dive into one pensioner's experience with affiliate marketing might surprise you, especially if you've ever felt stuck.
Right. It's almost like a movie montage. You envision someone in their late 50s, maybe struggling with updating their CV, going to job interviews,
Right.
and then bam, they find success online.
Exactly.
But what's intriguing here is that our blogger, let's call him David, he wasn't immediately sold on the idea of making money online.
Right.
He actually talks about past run-ins with those get-rich-quick schemes, specifically mentioning Amway and Utility Warehouse,
Oh.
which honestly makes his story even more believable.
Yeah.
It's not like he just blindly jumped into this.
That initial skepticism is crucial,
Right.
especially in the world of online business where, there are so many different opportunities and not all of them are, legitimate.
Exactly.
So David's background, having seen those multi-level marketing structures before, actually made him the perfect candidate to kind of sniff out whether this was the real deal or just another flashy promise.
And to be fair, who hasn't seen those ads promising instant wealth with minimal effort?
All the time.
I know I'd be skeptical too.
Sure.
But what piqued David's interest was this online platform called Wealthy Affiliate.
Okay.
He talks about how it felt different from the get-go,
Interesting.
with a stronger emphasis on community and education rather than just, here's how to make a quick buck.
Yeah.
Plus, they offered a free trial, which, let's be honest, is always tempting.
That free trial is a smart move,
Right.
both for the user and the platform.
Okay.
It allows someone like David, who's already wary, to dip his toes in without the pressure of a financial commitment.
Right.
And for Wealthy Affiliate, it allows their platform, their community, their resources to speak for themselves.
Genius.
Yeah.
So he signs up, and that's where things take an interesting turn.
Okay.
He stumbles upon their four-step process for building an online affiliate marketing business, and it clicks with him.
Interesting.
It's like this light bulb moment where he realizes, hey, this online thing, maybe it's not as intimidating as I thought.
And that's the beauty of a structured approach,
Yeah.
which is what often differentiates legitimate online business models
Yeah.
from those fly-by-night schemes.
Right.
David even breaks down these steps in his post,
All right.
choosing a niche, building a website, attracting visitors, and then ultimately generating income.
Right.
He lays it out in a way that feels achievable even for someone who's not a tech whiz.
It's like he found a roadmap, in the middle of what felt like uncharted territory. And what really struck me was how David, who admits to being a complete novice when it comes to websites, was able to get one up and running through Wealthy Affiliates platform.
Yeah.
He even calls out their website builder, SiteRubix, saying it made the whole process surprisingly painless.
That's a common hurdle for a lot of people,
Right.
We think that we need to be these tech wizards
Yeah.
to, navigate the online world and build a website and all this stuff.
Right.
But platforms like Wealthy Affiliates, they're designed to democratize those tools,
Exactly.
empowering anyone with an internet connection to build an online presence.
Totally. And it's not just about having a website.
Right.
It's about making sure people actually see it.
Yes.
That's where David's experience with their keyword research tool, Jaxi, comes in. He jokes about how he initially thought keywords were just for librarians,
Right.
but then he realizes, wait a minute, it's all about understanding what people are actually searching for online.
It's about speaking the language of the internet.
Okay.
Imagine you're at a bustling market, right? Like a farmer's market or something,
Yeah.
surrounded by countless stalls.
Okay.
Keywords are like the signs above each stall,
Right.
telling people exactly what's being offered.
I like that.
Without those signs, your amazing products could go unnoticed.
Right.
So David realized that mastering those keywords was key to attracting the right audience to his content.
Okay. That's a great analogy.
Thank
It makes perfect sense. You could have the most fantastic website in the world,
you. Right.
but if it's not optimized for search engines, it's like whispering in a hurricane, no one's going to hear you.
Exactly.
But what really shines through in David's story
Okay.
is this this kind of sense of community that he found within wealthy affiliates.
Absolutely.
He talks about connecting with seasoned veterans as well as fellow newbies.
Right.
Everyone sharing advice, encouragement, even celebrating each other's wins.
That's where the real magic happens, you know, in that shared journey.
Yeah.
He specifically mentions how much it meant to him when his website got indexed by Google for the first time.
Oh, wow.
Now, this might seem like a small victory to some.
Right.
But for those starting out in the online world, it's a significant milestone.
Yeah.
And the fact that the wealthy affiliate community was there cheering him on virtually speaks volumes about the supportive environment they've cultivated.
Mm, absolutely. And honestly, that resonates with me.
Yeah.
Having a support system, especially when you're venturing into something new, can make all the difference. It's like having a team of cheerleaders who understand the challenges and celebrate the wins alongside you.
It's about transforming that solo entrepreneurial journey into a collaborative one.
Yes.
And that can be incredibly empowering.
Yeah.
Especially for someone like David, who is transitioning from a traditional work environment to the world of online business.
Right. It wasn't just about learning the technical skills.
Yeah.
It was about finding that sense of belonging and support in a completely new landscape.
Yes.
And speaking of wins, David talks about earning his first commission.
Oh, wow.
A whopping £17.33 from Amazon. He even includes a screenshot of it in his blog post, almost like a badge of honor.
That first dollar earned online hits different.
Right.
It's a tangible validation of your effort, a sign that this whole online business thing isn't just some abstract concept.
Yeah.
It's real, it's achievable, and it can generate real income.
It's like that moment in a movie where the underdog finally sees a glimmer of hope.
Exactly.
You can practically hear the inspirational music swelling in the background.
Really?
But what I appreciate is that David doesn't sugarcoat the journey.
Yeah.
He's very upfront about the fact that it wasn't an overnight success story.
Right.
He emphasizes the dedication and consistent effort required to make it work. And that's something I think gets lost in the hype sometimes, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Everyone's looking for that, like, make money online fast.
Yeah.
And it's
the quick fix.
Right.
There's this misconception that online business is all about passive income and overnight riches.
Yeah.
But, you know, David's story is a great example. It reminds us that any worthwhile endeavor requires effort, strategy, and a long-term vision.
It's like planting a garden.
Exactly.
You can't just scatter some seeds and expect a bountiful harvest overnight.
Right.
It takes time, consistent care, and yeah, maybe even a little bit of luck.
Absolutely. And speaking of a growing landscape, you know, David's story really highlights this surge in digital entrepreneurship.
Okay.
Particularly among those seeking alternative career paths or just a greater sense of autonomy and freedom.
Yeah, he even drops this mind-blowing stat in his post.
Right.
He says $17 billion was spent globally on affiliate marketing just last year.
Wow.
Projected to hit $27 billion by 2027.
That's huge.
Those numbers are seriously impressive.
They are. They really highlight those shifting dynamics, you know, of the global marketplace.
Yeah.
We're seeing a move away from traditional 9-to-5 jobs towards more flexible online income streams.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And platforms like Wealthy Affiliate are capitalizing on this trend by providing the tools and resources for individuals to build their own online businesses.
It's like they're empowering a whole new generation of entrepreneurs.
Absolutely.
To take control of their financial futures.
Yep, regardless of age or background.
So we've unpacked David's journey, you know, from redundancy to online entrepreneur.
Right.
We've explored the ins and outs of affiliate marketing.
We even touched upon those larger trends that are happening.
But what does this all mean for you listening right now?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Right.
I think David's story serves as a powerful reminder that it's never too late to learn, adapt, and pursue new opportunities, especially in today's digital age.
Yeah, it's about challenging those limiting beliefs.
Exactly.
That might be holding you back. Maybe you think, oh, I'm too old, or I'm not tech savvy enough, or online business is just for, you know, millennials.
Right.
But David's story kind of debunks those myths.
It does.
Showing us that success leaves clues, and sometimes those clues are found in the most unexpected places.
Precisely. It's about embracing that mindset of lifelong learning
and
realizing that age is just a number when it comes to, you know, pursuing your passions and achieving financial independence.
So as you reflect on David's story and this deep dive into the world of affiliate marketing, we leave you with this. Could this be the year you take a leap of faith? Invest in yourself and explore the possibilities that await in the ever-expanding digital frontier.
That's a great question to leave them with.
Thanks for joining us today.
It was fun as always.